This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm. If you happen to be looking for a place to live right now, here's some good news. Rents in the Seattle area have been dropping. Mike Rosenberg covers real estate for the Seattle Times. He told me the region recently saw its biggest decline in rents this decade.
Well, in this past quarter, rents dropped by about 3% across King and Snohomish counties, and that amounts to an average savings of about $50 a month for the average renter across those regions. And in places like downtown Seattle, it means about $100 off what they were paying in the third quarter.
When you tell me a drop of $50 a month is what is happening now, that doesn't really seem like much. How encouraged should I be if I'm looking for a place?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's gone for renters from being, you know, really depressing to sort of slightly less depressing. I mean, over the previous 5 years, rents went up by almost 50% and added about $550 to the average renter's bill. And that was steady. I mean, there were a couple of pockets here and there where rents in the winter dropped by a dollar or two, but this is the first time this decade rents have dropped at all. And so that's sort of the first positive bit of news for renters this decade. And, you know, it's sort of has to come in small drips like that.
Right now, what's driving this drop in prices?
I think the single biggest thing is the rise in the number of new apartments opening up. Seattle has had more apartments open just in the last 6 or 7 years than it did in the previous 50 years combined. And it's really, for the first time, started to outpace this huge surge in the number of people moving here. Renters can start to negotiate with their landlords a little bit more. Hey, I see these units are vacant, and they're able to get a little bit of a more advantageous deal.
Renters might be wondering if this drop in rents is just a blip on the radar, or if it's possibly a sign of better things to come. What do you think renters can expect?
I think something in the middle. It's definitely not a sign that rents are going to suddenly start to plummet, but at the same time, it's not a blip. I think the days of rents shooting up 10% or more every year, the way they had been over the last few years, I think those days are over, just because the number of new apartments that are already being built now and set to open in the next couple of years is even greater than what we're seeing right now. So I think we'll sort of settle into a new normal of sorts where rents might rise, you know, a couple percent here and there, might drop a couple percent here and there, but we'll sort of settle into just this is the current reality of what it's going to be like to rent in Seattle.
I understand that the South Lake Union area stands out in the reporting you've done on this. What's happening in that neighborhood?
Yeah, because of the Amazon boom, developers have really been going crazy in South Lake Union and building thousands of new apartments in a neighborhood that really was just parking lots a decade ago. And I think they've been sort of seeing it as a sure thing. You have all of these new Amazon employees coming in, thousands every year. They're up to over 40,000 employees now. These people need to live somewhere. But now, for the first time, as all of these new apartments are opening, we're seeing that they're not filling up quite the way that developers thought. The vacancy rate has shot up to over 7% in South Lake Union, which is the second highest of any neighborhood in the Puget Sound region. And among just brand new buildings, about one third of the apartments in South Lake Union are sitting empty. So I think what that tells me is there's a lot of Amazon employees who are saying, I don't want to work in South Lake Union and also live in that neighborhood. And they're going to places like Capitol Hill or Ballard or Belltown instead.
Seattle Times real estate reporter Mike Rosenberg telling us about the drop in rents across the Puget Sound region. This is KUOW. I'm Kim Malcolm.